My name is Madison Heppe. I'm a freshman here at Swarthmore, and my story is going to be about talking on the volleyball court, relating to the theme of silence. So in volleyball, it's a very vocal sport. You want to call the ball so that your other teammates know you have it, so that they can position for the next play or to be set up to hit or whatever. And it's especially important to talk about who's going to get the first ball that comes over the net, because you have 3 hits per side once it goes over. And so this is a common thing that at like camps especially, you teach kids how to say mine or I go, I got the ball. But it's not just a problem for little kids, it's a problem for everybody playing volleyball, because you forget and it's hard to talk. So as you can imagine, this has been a struggle for me throughout my volleyball career. And especially coming to play college ball here at Swarthmore, the coach really wanted me to be vocal, and I had a hard time of doing it. And when you're not vocal, it results in running into other people and getting minor injuries, which isn't that fun. And so then we had to start doing this thing during warm-ups, when we would do our agility ladders to warm up, where you'd have to say something vocal each time we went through, like mine, 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 or set outside, set outside, set outside, and keep repeating. So then we basically look like fools warming up, and we did that every day. And so that was our consequence for not talking. So if you ever play volleyball, I recommend that you are very vocal from day one, or else your college coach will just kind of make a fool out of you guys, and then it's no fun because you're like, I'm in college, I shouldn't be acting like a child. And that's my story.